7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and his aims. Cause when them think them things go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. But when them think them things go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to turn people light. But a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. That's when them think them things go the people way.
One day them dead, 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 not dead, dead.
When them think them things go another way.
One day them dead, 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 not dead, dead.
Strictly roots and culture, you know.
One day them dead, 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 not dead, dead.
Strictly culture and roots.
Set them richest countries in the world.
Tell them, Ziggy.
What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called this.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari movement and community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, truth, justice, and righteousness through perfect obedience to the Most High Almighty Father Allah and the Most High Almighty Mother Allah. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org, and this is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. These Africans, I remember the point I wanted to make. As we go through Quran and Bible, we're going to keep referring to this ancient African knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Watch this now. Each one of them, all remember all of those names? Let's just say the names. David, Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, Zacharias, John, Jesus, Elias. Each one of them was of the righteous. This harkens back to the ancient African study of the atom, hydrogen atom. The hydrogen element, hydrogen atom, that all the other elements and atoms on the table of elements and atoms are of that original hydrogen atom. And furthermore, all are of those original waters of life called Nun and Nunet. And so when you study the atom and you study the universe and the relationship that the atom has with the universe determines the characteristic of that. What? Oh, wow. Booker T. Coleman, I thank you. Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, I thank you. You have various kinds of atoms and elements on the table of elements. And depending on that particular atom and the relationship to that original hydrogen atom, and that relationship that that particular atom has with the universe, the mother, father, waters, father noon, mother noonette, that relationship that we have with the universe determines our characteristic. So you have the protons and the neutrons and the electrons, and the type of electron determines the characteristic of that particular atom. And so electron, electricity, currency, spirit, energy, animation, life, your energy. What type of energy do we have? What type of spirit, soul, electricity, electron are we operating on, determining our particular characteristic and attributes and disposition? So each and every one of these named that are the children of Abraham, Abraham having to do with the exalted father of the multitudes. Well, the Almighty Father is the father of all. Do we have his spirit? Do we have his disposition? Do we have his love for his children? Do we love one another? Each and every one of these children and names have definition and meaning. Are these attributes and characteristics found within ourselves? How do we fit as the Adam, male and female? How do we fit in the universe as also being atoms, atoms? Adams, male and female, having electricity and characteristics and attributes and disposition. Are we of the righteous? You see, the universe is righteous. The universe is just. The universe is a universal government of truth, justice, and righteousness. So are we of the universe? Are we of the water, the waters of noon, the Almighty Father, and Nonet, the Almighty Mother? Are we of that original fire, that original plasma, watery, material, greenish in color, fire that is the mother principle, but no mother without the father, the mother of the universe, that original watery reality that we all come out of, making us all relatives, related? So relativity is a reality, is a theorem. Theorem having to do with studying all the theories and coming to understand truths. Not getting lost in theory, but say, okay, I see your theory. Now I've studied your theory. Now I studied the reality of the universe in relationship to your theory, and I understand the truth that you were theorizing. So we don't say theory, we say theorem. So these were of the righteous. These atoms were part and parcel of the universe of truth, justice, and righteousness. Part and parcel of that original atom called atum by our ancestors, that is that original hydrogen, fire, sun, atom that all come from. Look here. We just gonna teach like it's in our mind. The European scientists, they say it was nothing but a big ball of fire at one point after the Big Bang Theory. And then that ball of fire began to reduce itself by pitching out of itself other fiery realities such as moon and stars and is it nebulous? Those other light type realities of the universe. And finally you have the ball of fire, hydrogen, sun, Ra, atum, atom reduced to itself. Now is it 25,000 miles in circumference? Something like that. That is what, 94 billion miles away from the Earth, that light traveling at 186,000 miles per second, reaches the Earth, is it 8 minutes and 20 seconds or 500 seconds? So these are the scientific truths that come from the scientific study of what Africa taught, but the Africans don't get the credit. So all of us come from that fiery reality. And that fiery reality comes from Ptah, the mind of Ptah. And that mind of Ptah comes from the watery waves of the waters of Nun. We're going to go into these things in detail very soon. So this is the universe, and we are of the universe, and we are each and every one of these children of Abraham. And each and every one of these children of Abraham, who represents the Almighty Father, which is Father of all, the Almighty is Father of all, we are of that same spirit and reality. We are also of the righteous. We are the microcosm of the great macrocosm. As the universe is the reality of the universe, we are also universes. We are little mini universes, having within ourselves all that we see in the universe. Earth, air, fire, water, all of that reality is within ourselves. And so the next verse, 87 of chapter 6 in the Quran, and Ishmael and Elisha and Jonah and Lot, each one of them, look at how this is that language of the atom, that language that the atom is reflective of a great reality. Each one of them we made to excel the people. Okay, why excel the people? Because there must be those that are out in front that will lead the people into righteousness. So let's go to Ishmael. Let me see if I can find Ishmael right quick and see what his name means and what is reflective of ourselves. Here we go, Ishmael. I believe it's heard of God. Heard of God. Let's see if I'm correct. Ishmael in the African Hebrew language. I'm just about there. 3, 4, 5, 8. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Ishmael, God will hear. You see, there's an understanding that when we, this is coming from Booker T. Coleman, the Shabaka Stone and the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, that when we line ourselves with the universe, line ourselves with these principles of material water into the heavens and the space, line ourselves up with the concept of time, infinity, that which goes on forever, and that which is finite, line ourselves with the understanding of darkness and light, line ourselves up with the understanding of that which is hidden and that which is revealed. To me, all of this has to do with the birthing process, that seed of life hidden in the dark sacred womb of the sacred feminine comes to light after the time of gestation and birth and 9 months, and that time of deliverance, it comes to the light. So when we line ourselves up with the truth, justice, and righteousness of the universe, then we can, along with the power of the universe, call the powers of the universe to serve us as we serve the powers of the the universe in the perpetuation of truth, justice, and righteousness. Does not Jesus say, Yahushua, that gather together, two or three, gather together in his name, that we can bring into reality anything that we want, as long as that which we bring into reality and call forth is in union with the Son and in union with the Almighty Father, and by default, also the Almighty Mother. That's a paraphrase, but we understand what we are saying. Line ourselves up with the universe. Understand that we are reflections of the universe. Understand that we are atoms. We are atoms. We are Ross. We are fire. We are Adam, male and female. We are Christ, soul, spirit, and energy in human flesh. And when we align ourselves like that, then God will hear. Goddess will hear. And the very forces of the universe will stand at the ready to assist us in truth, justice, and righteousness. The word hear is to hear, listen to, and obey. Did not the Most High come down to see the oppression of the African Hebrew Israelite nation and the oppression that the African Kemites were going through with the wicked system of the Indo-European Hyksos, who had come down into Egypt and enslaved everybody, pushed the black man into the south, the Kemites, the Kemets, the original African Egyptians into the south, and then enslaved the African Hebrews and oppressed the African Kemites. And then the Most High came down to hear. This is not saying that we have power over the Most High. What this is saying is that the Most High hears, and the Most High hears our cry. And the Most High, in obedience to the laws of the Most High of truth, justice, and righteousness, cannot tolerate oppression, cannot tolerate slavery, colonialism, exploitation. And so the Most High heard the cry of the oppressed men and women and began to obey truth, justice, and righteousness, and began to put into motion all of these principles that we're going to go into detail in the next section of this session. And so the people cried out, and the people, that science of crying for help, that science of crying against your oppressor and crying for help because of your oppression, and the Most High obeying that science, and that science calling into reality the power to actually free us from oppression. So then we rise up and we obey truth, justice, and righteousness. And the Most High obeys the laws of the Most High, and that whole dynamic of freedom, justice, and equality begins to take manifest, to take into reality. The hidden reality is now revealed into the light. And so this is Ishmael, to hear, listen, and obey, to hear by the ear, to hear judicial cases. So we have enough people in the jail systems, in the prisons, in the colonies that are the prisons. They call them colonies, sisters and brothers. These are colonized. You don't call a colony unless those that are in the colony are colonized. These men and women, all of them victims of poverty, victims of impoverishment, victims of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. These that have been stopped and frisked in New York, what did they say? Only 3% of those done wrong by the police who are a part of the judicial system, only 3% of all those stops have rendered charges for illegality. Because why? This proves that most of us are not involved in criminal in criminal behavior. If most of us were involved in criminal behavior, then you would see skyrocketing type numbers. So, to hear our judicial cases, to hear our grievances against the police, against the system, to listen, give heed, to consent, to agree, to listen, to yield to our cries for freedom, justice, and equality, to hear, to obey, to be obedient, to hear and understand languages, to understand the language of the poor, to understand the very language that encompasses your and my reality. You and I may have slightly different realities that we are crying out for. Crying out because of. And so the Most High, the universe, these principles in the universe are able to tune in on the very specific language that is applicable to each one of us to be regarded, to be obeyed, to be heard of, to cause, to hear, to summon. When we line up with the Most High, line up with these principles, then we can summon these principles and these powers in the universe to help us to perpetuate truth, justice, and righteousness. The sound aloud as if a musical term. Are we listening to the music of the universe? Are we listening to the sound? Watch this now. Theory of relativity, Big Bang. They talk about a bang. Brother Gabriel Oyibo has unified the Big Bang so-called theory, the Word of God phrase that you see in Quran, Bible, other holy books, and the watery waves of noon. The common denominator is waves. A bang creates waves of sound and light, especially if it's fire and hydrogen and atom or atom, the Africans call, that the Europeans call atom. This is fire. This is sound. This is fire waves. This is electric waves. This is sound waves, a bang. Then the Word of God says, the Word of God. Well, the Word is a sound that causes sound waves. And if the Word caused the bang of fire, then you have sound and light waves. Now, the watery waves of noon from which all come, that's waves as well. So are we listening to the waves? And this watery waves of noon, this spiritual greenish type plasma, quartz, having the ability to conduct and transmit light. And we know that water can also carry sound. So we have the waves of light and sound in the water. So are we listening to the music of the universe? This is some heavy teaching coming from our ancient African ancestors. This is Ishmael. Now, let me go to this next word, Elisha. Let me see if I can find. These are the children of Abraham. And these children of Abraham represent various aspects and various attributes and talents that are to be found in every human being, because we are the Adam. We are the atoms. We are the atoms. We are the sun, Ra. We are fire in human flesh, fire energy in human flesh. And so these attributes are found within us. Let me see now. Elisha, found under the number 477 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. All right, Elisha is pronounced Elisha. This word means God is salvation. God is salvation. Now, they say this is a contraction of the word Elishua, which is found under the number 474 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. These are masculine words. Let me make sure. Elisha is masculine. Elishua is masculine as well. My God is wealth, or God is salvation. The word God is 410. God, power, mighty, goodly, great. It can be idols. Mighty, strong, godlike, mighty men of rank, mighty heroes. The God, the one true God, Jehovah, as strong and mighty. It can also be used for demons. You have bad strength, or I should say strength and energy used for evil under the demonic influence. Also, imaginations. You have strength. We find strength in our imaginations. Our dreams, our vision come from imaginations, and these imaginations can be fuel to give us strength to get up and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Now, this word ale is rooted in another word, 352 ayil, which is the ram, and the ram as sacrifice, and the ram as a pillar of strength, a strong man, a leader, a mighty tree. And the Hebrew, the African Hebrews, were the ram sacrifice for truth, justice, and righteousness. And we, the black man and woman, are the true descendants of those ancient African Hebrew Israelites who are today within us the sacrificial ram that has been sacrificed, nailed on trees, hung in trees, lynched, destroyed, and sacrificed for the people. And so we are now rising up with the strength of the lamb, the strength of the ram, the strength of this mighty power seen in the ram, to wake up the ram power within all, so that all of us, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, may be the mighty ones, may be the strong ones to overthrow this wicked system. Now, the word salvation is Shua, and this is masculine. 7769, and you can see where the Yahshua, which is feminine, and the Yahoshua, which is masculine, they get this Shua from the Shua here that is masculine, that is the cry for help, the cry out for help. Let me see, it says opulence. The word opulence is defined as great wealth or luxuriousness. So we have been denied health, wealth, and prosperity, and those who are opulent have destroyed us and caused us to be poor and impoverished, and we are crying out to be saved from the wealthy, wicked ruling class who have amassed great wealth at our expense. And so we are crying out for help and crying to be saved. We're crying out to the Most High, and we are aligning ourselves with the universe, because the universe is listening to us and The power of the universe is within ourselves to deliver ourselves from the strength of and in ourselves. That strength is here to bring deliverance to ourselves. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah. Haile Selassie people.